Food is the key to the good life in southeast New South Wales. Diana Winter won't argue with that. Her life has been and still is food, cooking it for family and friends, but also with husband Ron running club restaurants in the Yorubadella. Retirement in Cobargo has Diana back in the kitchen, earning a dollar at the oven. She describes it as a failed retirement, but admits to getting itchy for the kitchen again prior to starting work at local cafe and produce store Sweet Home Cobargo in the last 12 months. Her menu rolls with whatever local growers bring through the door to sell. Having just beaten tomato season, when I struck Diana for coffee this week, she was looking forward to pumpkin season.
I think pumpkins are the pumpkin season, and everybody likes pumpkin. And there's always a problem with a pumpkin being a large pumpkin is storing them and not wasting them. And one tip to keep a large pumpkin in your freezer bit is actually cook it whole. Cut some holes or slits or something in the large pumpkin and pop in your oven for an hour or so, and get it out and it'll just cut like butter. There's no more hacking it with a large knife and then pop the sections in the freezer. So
when you say cook it whole, you mean cook it whole?
The whole pumpkin.
Yep.
As I said, cut some slits or a slot in it and to let the steam out, and after a while, an hour or so, what depends on the pumpkin, it'll come out and you can cut it with a butter knife, and it's easy.
I don't know how many times I've risked the tips of my fingers cutting up a whole hard pumpkin. That's a great little tip. Now, you're excited about pumpkin season. We're just about to head into it. I don't know that you'll be saying the same thing at the end of pumpkin season when you've had to wrestle with all those pumpkins. What are your ideas so you don't get sick of pumpkins during pumpkin season when they're so plentiful?
Pumpkin soup, of course, and my favourite, I said, keep food simple. Pumpkin, garlic and rosemary and some stock. But little cubes roasted on a pizza, in a tart, through a salad. Another nice little tip with pumpkin to make it taste even better is a light sprinkle of cinnamon on it. A little bit of salt and pepper and cinnamon and roast little bits, and you get extra flavours. But also coming in at the moment, we've just had delivered some fresh hazelnuts from the area.
Well, you're yakking to me. Jessica's behind us in the kitchen here at Sweet Home Cobargo, using these locally grown hazelnuts from Goat Hill Farm out Wandella way. What are you doing, Jessica?
Yes, vegan hazelnut biscotti.
What's a biscotti? Excuse my ignorance.
Oh, it's an Italian biscuit. It's a hard, crunchy biscuit that's lovely with the coffee.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know hazelnuts were growing around here. They're delicious.
Yeah, they are. They're very, very nice. And they're just in season now.
It's back to the oven for you. Thank you. We're just coming out of the tomato season. People's tomatoes are starting to fade away and that tomato glut is disappearing. We'll get it back next summer. But you've had a real hit on the menu here over summer with one of your tomato dishes.
Yeah, a coconut and tomato soup. It's something I spotted trolling through recipes, as you do. And in this industry, you're always looking for a new idea. But adding coconut milk to the tomatoes, and then a bit of grated coconut in the soup when it went out. And it's been very popular. But and coconut is the flavour of the month. Everybody's got we cook with coconut oil, and it's just lovely.
So using coconut milk instead of dairy cream or dairy milk?
A lot of people that eat here have dietary needs that are unusual. A lot of our food is gluten-free. We have vegan combinations on the menu as hopefully something for everybody. Just another little idea, seeing there's still tomatoes around, if you want to have your tomatoes for toast and breakfast, of course a nice sourdough bread, which we use, but chop up your tomato, a nice ripe red tomato, and cook it in just butter, straight butter, probably a big tablespoon of butter per tomato, and just cook it down. And what happens, the juice from the tomato combines with the butter and makes a lovely thick sauce.
Yeah.
And just with some black pepper on a bit of sourdough is, you can't get more simpler than that. Beautiful.
Diana Winter and the busy coffee machine at Sweet Home Cobargo, letting us in on her slice of the good life using local food.